man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, this is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota.
All day long.
I'm James Kelso.
I can catch catfish.
You're
from
tuned into the Trump
dawn.
Phenomenon radio show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And the first hour we talked about. Please get this, you know, don't just learn it. Help get the name out. Professor Joseph Trito, T-R-I-T-T-O, Trito. 68 years old, genius, highly respected world authority, president of a very important biological institute in Paris. And his book, China COVID-19, the chimera that changed world history, that changed the world. 272 pages. This book's got to be translated into English pronto. And distributed, gotten out there. We don't want to be a day late or a dollar short. We don't want the devastating facts in this book to be propagated after we lose the election. So help get the word out. Professor Joseph Trito, his Italian name is Giuseppe, G-I-U-S-E-P-P-E, Giuseppe Trito. All right, now let's turn our attention to the man that we hope becomes aware of Joseph Trito today, and that's Donald Trump. So he's tweeting away. He makes a reference here in one of his tweets today. You know, do you remember which speech I refer back to as maybe Donald Trump's greatest and maybe the greatest speech ever delivered by anybody, ever, anywhere? That's the speech that Donald Trump made in Krasinski Square in the center of Warsaw. And the president puts in a tweet today, 7 hours ago. He says, what does he say? A little over 3 years ago, President Trump delivered one of the most important speeches of his presidency at Krasinski Square in Warsaw. And so he excerpts a little bit of that speech. That's wonderful. He says, let's go to his most recent tweet. It's sometimes fun to start with the most recent tweet. And the most recent tweet is 2 hours ago. He says, hey, I think I'm leading in the polls. And then he, showing that he watches both the good, the bad, and the ugly on TV. And among the bad and the ugly are Chris Wallace. He says, he's quoting Chris Wallace. Next, we'll turn to people of the Biden inner circle, said by Chris Wallace of Fox News, after unsuccessfully grilling Mark Meadows. That's Donald Trump's chief of staff. I saw a part of that. This Chris Wallace, what a puke. Mark Meadows, what a hero. What a man. Wallace, what a worm. So this is the double standard. Always. The hypocrisy, always. And the president writes, then all softball questions to a group of Biden lightweights, including Senator Chris Coons of Delaware. He says, Chris Wallace forgot, he forgot to ask a very weak and pathetic Schumer puppet, Senator Chrissy Coons, why Biden fought me when I put an extremely early ban on people coming into our country from heavily infected China. Now, remember, good news for Trump on his knowledge base on what's going on with China and the virus is that he has now brought on board his team the incredible scientist and doctor, Scott Atlas. This is a man who's telling the truth, as is Professor Joseph Trito. And the president is jettisoning the pukes who misled him at the onset, like Tony Fauci and Debbie Birx. Wonderful. This is all wonderful. Let's just listen. Listen to a few seconds of what the president said in Kresinski Square. Remember, that's a speech in which he said, the question is, do we have the will to defend Western civilization? What a question. That remains the question.
Poland and the other captive nations of Europe endured a brutal campaign to demolish freedom, your faith, your laws, your history, your identity, indeed the very essence of your culture and your humanity. And
now, there's a musical background to this wonderful oration by the president here. I mean, it's an added superimposed musical background. But the president just set the scene. He's in front of this magnificent statue in the middle of Kresinski Square of Polish freedom fighters who are fighting both the Germans and the Russians, who are trying to crush their country. And they fought in vain. They were wiped out. These are the Poles. This is not the Warsaw Uprising, which was earlier, the ghetto uprising. This is the combat by the Polish people of Warsaw against the Germans to the west and the Russians to the east, and they were crushed between the two.
When the day came on June 2nd, 1979, and 1 million Poles gathered around Victory Square for their very first mass with their Polish Pope, that day every communist in Warsaw must have known that their oppressive system would soon come crashing down. They must have known it at the exact moment during Pope John Paul II's sermon, when 1 million Polish men, women, and children suddenly raised their voices in a single prayer. We want God. Together with Pope John Paul II, the Poles reasserted their identity as a nation devoted to God. You stood in solidarity against oppression, against a cruel and wicked system that impoverished your cities and your souls. And you won. We can still hear those voices that echo through history. Their message is as true today as ever. The people of Poland, the people of America, and the people of Europe still cry out, we want God.
What a speech by President Trump there in Kresinski Square. That was in July, I believe, of 2017. All right, let's just look down here a little bit more. I'm keeping an eye here over on my message board here, folks. If any of you call in at 800-313-9443, I'll put you on the air. Here's a tweet from the president 7 hours ago. Two Democrat caucus meetings removed under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. It sounded not only strange, but terrible. How did it go? It says, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible. One nation, indivisible. The under God was removed by the demon rats. And the president says, that's where they're coming from. Very good. Very nice. Then he comments 8 hours ago, these riots are an anti-government movement from the left that are all in Democrat-run cities. The mayors have got to let their police do what they know how to do. It would be very easy to suppress or call in the federal government. We will solve the problem fast. Well, that's another thing that we can, you know, be thankful for. Our prayers have been answered. Kamala Harris, answer to our prayers. The riots, hey, you know, they are, you know, they are letting the American people see in front of their eyes, in their cities, what this communism is all about, that the Polish people rose up against. Most of you in this audience are too young to remember, but there was that mass that Pope John Paul II held in Victory Square in Warsaw, and I forget the year. Maybe one of you remembers, but there were a million Poles in that crowd. And if you were a Communist Party member at that time, you saw that crowd. See, heretofore, no Pope had been allowed into Poland. Pope John Paul II was, I'm trying to remember what his Polish name was, he was a Pole who was elevated to being the Pope. And so how could the communist government keep the Polish Pope from coming back to his home? They weren't able to do it. And that was the beginning of the end for the Polish communist government and for communism itself in Eastern Europe, Hungary, Romania, East Germany, Czechoslovakia. It all came unraveled. Now, here's a tweet from the president. My goodness, I don't know what kind of, this is going to be a treat of a tweet. A tweet the president put up 9 hours ago. Instead of seeing a tweet, I'm seeing a message from Twitter. Jack Dorsey, the guy who runs Twitter. This tweet violated the Twitter rules about civic and election integrity. However, Twitter has determined that it may be in the public's interest for the tweet to remain accessible. How nice of you, Jack Dorsey, you left-wing punk. You un-American twit. A good name for you, a twit who founded Twitter. Oh, you've determined for us that it might be in our interest to be able to see this? So I'm going to click on the link. So it didn't go all the way down the memory hole. So I'm going to reach, I'm like Winston Smith, I'm going to reach down into the memory hole, take a chance on burning my fingers, reach in there and see if I can pull that scrap of paper back up out of the memory hole. Let's see what it says. Let's view it. So I'll click the view button. It says, oh, now here's what Twitter felt, even though this was a message from the President of the United States, they're going to delete him. Really? They're going to delete him. Here's what they deleted. You listen to the tweet. You tell me what is so egregious about this tweet that people shouldn't be allowed to see it. The censors, the pukes, the punks, the slobs, the anti-intellectuals of the left, like Jack Dorsey. They should be allowed to decide what you get to see. I don't think so, Jack. So here's the tweet. Listen to this. Now tell me what's offensive about it. Offensive isn't the right word. Tell me why this needs to, this can't be seen by people. This will harm them. And it's Jack Dorsey's role to save you from harm, from words. Jack Dorsey's gone beyond, you know, in the schoolyard thing, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, Jack Dorsey's version is sticks and stones may will break your bones in one of our riots, and words are even worse. So you can't get to words. So here's the message from the president. So now the Democrats are using mail drop boxes, which are a voter security disaster. Among other things, they make it possible for a person to vote multiple times. Also, who controls them? Are they placed in Republican or Democrat areas? They are not COVID sanitized. A big fraud. Okay, so that was it? That was deleted? Are you kidding? The president is asking a question. Do voter drop boxes mail drop boxes make it possible for a person to vote multiple times? You bet your ass. Just as many times as you can get back in your car and drive to another voter drop box. That's self-evident. Who controls these boxes? Yeah, good question. Who controls them? Is there any chain of custody, as they say in legal matters? At a voting polling place, there are monitors, there are procedures, there are cameras, there are Republican and Democrat people there, volunteers. There is some considerable control as to who comes in. You can't go from voter polling place to polling place and just sign in and keep voting over and over again without opening yourself up to federal felony prosecution for even attempting to do that. So who controls these voter boxes? We don't know. 70 days before an election. And what, maybe 10 days before people start using them? What the hell? You completely change the voting system? Based on what? The fiat of mayors, governors, and election boards in demon rat controlled areas? And he even makes the, I think, a nice point. They're not COVID sanitized. You know, the BS from Schumer and Pelosi wearing their masks and so on. Oh, we want to put these boxes out there so people don't, if they go to a polling place, they'll get, they'll get the COVID-19. No, they're not. They're just fine going to their big box grocery store and department store and every other kind of store where people are butt up, butt cheek to butt cheek, jammed in together. But, you can't go to a polling place, which is usually very quiet, very few people, usually more volunteers there than voters at any given moment. Nobody's butt cheek to butt cheek, but that's unsafe. You can't ask people to go vote the way they voted for several hundred years. No, we're going to put a drop box out in the middle of any, we'll put it wherever the hell we, whoever we are, wherever we want to put it. And as the president says, is it COVID sanitized? No, it's not. Who owns it? Who runs it? Who knows? And what do you do with the ballots that are inside it? Nothing's verified. Nice. That was deleted by Jack Dorsey and the twits at Twitter. Okay. Let's go back. Let's look at this brilliant stuff from the president. As I say, if you want to get to news, you need to go no further than the president's Twitter account. Here's a nice notice. If you want to add to your reading list, the president puts up the cover of a book entitled The Trump Century. I'm liking that right away. Same way I like Peter Navarro's title, Death by China. The Trump Century, How Our President Changed the Course of History Forever, by Lou Dobbs. Nice. And the president says, Lou Dobbs wrote a great new book, The Trump Century, How Our President Changed the Course of History Forever. Strongly recommended, a special guy. There you go, Mr. President. Well done. That's the president heading up the Trump movement, which we talk about so much on this show. Lou Dobbs, that book, the promotion of that book, that's all action within the Trump movement. Not the Trump presidency. That's the Trump movement, which goes on whether he wins on November 3rd or not. He's doing interviews all over the place. Interview today on Fox. He did one last night.
Then came the day at the bottom of
we'll be right back. Stay
tuned. Timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Welcome back. Rebuilding America First here. Let's go to Dr. Kelly in California. Hi, Dr. Kelly. I made a mistake there, folks. No, don't worry. I went so quickly to Dr. Kelly. She probably fainted from shock. Get some smelling salts to Dr. Kelly, and she'll come back. Let's go to James in Vancouver.
Hello, Mr. Gelso.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How Joe Bajemla. That's Chinese for a long time, no see.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
By the way, kowtow. You got that kowtow wrong. It's supposed to be pronounced kurto.
Okay.
Kurto.
Okay, Kuto.
I spent 35 years in China.
Yeah, no, this is good authority. I really appreciate when you more knowledgeable listeners out there. I mean, I love it when you fill in the information. They showed the pronunciation of Kutu. How do you say it in Kutu?
Kutu.
Kutu.
You
got to
come up on the first one. It's better be Kutu. Toe is head.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. And that's what all of these so-called scientists and researchers in the U.S. who are all part of the medical establishment, not all of them. I mean, obviously, we have great ones like Dr. Scott Atlas. But the mediocrities in there, they're all kowtowing. I'll use the English version of that. They're kowtowing to political correctness. I'm sorry, James, go ahead.
Yeah. You remember those pinball games they used to have where you shoot the ball and then the ball might hit something and then it comes down to your flippers?
Oh, of course. You know, yeah, I spent many hours on those.
Then,
yeah. Huh? Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, I was a pinball wizard.
That's right. That's what they do with scientists. They put them in a pinball machine and then they fire balls at them. That's the job of a scientist. You get, what did Bob Dylan say, 20 years of school and then they put you on the day shift, right?
Yeah.
You get out there and you work your little butt off to get your PhD and then you got to go to a postdoc. You got to go to a postdoc, and the postdoc, you got to work with that postdoc, right? And then, you got to watch that. And then after
Hang on, James. Hang on. Stay there. Oh, those were the days.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't
oh, gosh. Yeah, yeah. And that deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Oh,
you
God.
You want to get a job with your PhD and your postdoc, well, then you're waiting in line, and then someone from one of the big 500 come along and say, okay, boy, girl, you can come work for us, but first you got to sign this 50-page document of non-disclosure, non-circumvention. Let me tell you what it's all about. If you discover anything in our lab, you got to give it to us, and we'll pay you the big fat sum of, guess what? $1.
$1, yeah. For a token.
After you leave us, now hang on here. After you leave us for a period of 5 years thereafter, everything you discover outside, you got to sell it back to us for $1. See?
Oh, yeah.
And if you say anything mean about us, well, you ain't going to work in this town again. See? That's how they got these guys. Now, I'm a scientist, okay, but I didn't sign the paperwork. I'm what you call a freelance operator. So I don't have to kowtow to Xi Jinping or anybody else, see?
Now, hey, stay right there.
That's how you sell your soul. Hello?
James, stay right there. I love what you're saying. We'll be right back with James right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back, and we've got James in Vancouver, and I love that James does not kutow.
Yeah, you're getting it.
Kutow. Yeah. Hey, you lived in China for a while. I was in a Zen Buddhist monastery.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Not for a long time in the San Francisco area. Actually, the Tassajara Zen Monastery in Tassajara Hot Springs, just behind Big Sur.
Right. Good.
Yeah. So
learning
Japanese,
the other way,
but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No.
Some relationship there. Anyway, and then my other great Chinese experience, again, not Chinese, but neighboring, is I actually got to meet the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, I met somebody who met the Dalai Lama. I've never met him, but I believe I did meet someone who did meet him. I forget, though.
I did
meet Bruce Lee's fighting partner from when he was very young. I did meet him. I was going to study at his school, but I ended up not studying there. But he had a famous school in Taiwan.
Oh, now, by the way, anyway, it's interesting you mentioned Taiwan, because folks, you younger folks, you don't remember, there used to be a free China, a nationalist China, which was based in Taiwan. And the U.S. government, your government, used to recognize that government as the government of China. And we did not recognize Mao Zedong and the Communist Party. We did not recognize those world terrorists until we got people like Bill Clinton, who started
You got to better talk about David Rockefeller. He had something to do with that.
Yes, but now here's an interesting thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
We opened the show talking about the China virus Professor Joseph Trito has identified as a lab-created chimera that comes from Greek mythology. The chimera was a creature, a terrible creature with a head, you know, the body of a lion and the head of a goat and the tail of a, you know, it was composed of things. That's what a chimera virus is. It's different genomes engineered together. But here's the thing. That was created as part of bioweapons research, which is the research trying to develop things to kill people, to kill entire populations, against which people have little or no defense. Now, there is a bioweapons. Let me look up the treaty. There is a treaty that prohibits such activity. Let me look it up. That's right. James laughs appropriately. It's called the Biological Weapons Convention. Now, the United States is a signatory to that. But guess who's not a signatory? Red China.
China?
Now, surprise, surprise. Now, but this connects with your Taiwan story. Guess who was a signatory back when this treaty was being put forward and back when the United States recognized Taiwan and Taiwan was seated in the United Nations as the representative of China.
When,
back at that time, Taiwan did sign the Biological Weapons Treaty. They did. And so those are good guys. Folks, there are good Chinese and bad Chinese, just as there are good Americans and bad Americans.
Okay, and so this Italian guy wrote a book, right?
Yes.
Okay, now he works for UNESCO, right?
No, he he is the president of the World Academy of Biomedical Technologies. Now, that was set up back in 1997 under the auspices of UNESCO, but it is not part of UNESCO. It's a private entity, and it has
But he took the money. That's the point. He took the
money. I don't know that he was the head at that time. I don't know if there's any link. I know what I'm trying to say is I don't know what the link, if any, there is between Trito and UNESCO. And of course, UNESCO is a lot of things. It's a lot of people and a lot of different activities. But go ahead, make your point.
Let's get to the point right now. What about the vaccine? Are you going to take this vaccine when they unroll it?
I've never taken a vaccine and never will.
Yes or no? Huh?
I've never taken a vaccine and never will.
No, good, because this is all what it's about, right? It doesn't matter. It's a moot point whether that vaccine is on the moon right now. They want everyone to take a vaccine. See?
Oh, of course.
So I'm not saying that book is wrong. I'm just saying, oh, that's nice. Now we got another guy saying, oh, it's a chimera. Anybody can make this stuff. They can make it. You can make it. It's not hard to make. But in fact, what they don't tell you is there's already a cure for all these viruses. But you'll never hear about it. There's already a cure for cancer, but you'll never hear about it. See?
Okay, I'm hearing you, but now on the question of Trito, but I want to address Joseph Trito, because this is a gutsy guy. Yeah. This is a guy who's putting his life on the line. Yeah. We know that the Chinese make people disappear. We gave several examples of prominent people, including the head of that lab, who suddenly has disappeared.
It isn't just the Chinese that make people disappear. It's the high cabal.
There are others doing the same thing. Right. But my point is this. Uh-huh. Trito is doing something incredibly important for us at an incredibly crucial moment. He is in his book, he is proving that the Chinese Communist Party created, who refused to sign the bioweapons treaty. Now, by the way, let me go to the treaty and tell you people what it says that they refused to sign. Here's what it says. The Biological Weapons Convention, here are some of the articles, never under any circumstances to acquire or retain biological weapons. So you're not allowed to research them, own them, store them. Article 2, to destroy or divert to peaceful purposes any biological weapons or associated resources prior to joining. Yeah. Article 3, not to transfer or in any way assist, encourage, or induce anyone else to acquire or retain biological weapons. Well, this is what all these pukes, like Dr. Fauci, they violated that because they have encouraged the Chinese and help them. Article 4, to take any national measures to implement. Article 5, these are just consultation articles. Article 7, to assist states which have been exposed to a danger as a result of a violation of the Biological Weapons Convention. So in other words, we all have to stick together on that. So my point is this. This is a convention that has been signed by 183 nations as of August 2019. And it first was offered for signature in 1972. But China... China will not sign this.
Yeah, Nixon supposedly shut down Fort Detrick around then.
Okay. Well, in any event, James, thank you very much for your educating us all. Let me see how I can do here. My education on Kautu?
Kato.
Yeah, see, those are non-English sounds. Kato.
There's four tones in Mandarin,
Kato.
Okay.
Kato.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call, Bob.
Okay, hey, thank you. Ciao. All right, let's go to next caller, engineer, get ready. Tom in Utah.
Hi there, Mike. Sorry about the background beep. I'll be out of it in a second.
Okay. Come in, Tom. This is Houston, Major Tom.
Okay. In your earlier sharing of the book from the Italian scientist, does he tell you the mechanism of delivery or tell you the environmental restrictions on the virus, whether conjured by man or natural?
Okay, now I don't have the book in my hand. It's in Italian, so it's going to be I can't answer your question as to what all is in those 272 pages. But we do know, we have to limit our discussion to what we know. We've heard quotes lifted from his book and a review from Stephen Mosier, who's a very good reviewer on such subjects. But I'm saying this is just as I was saying to James in Vancouver, Tom, this is a gutsy doctor, this 68-year-old Dr. Trito, because he is, and he says it in the book, we are told. Again, I'm going on, book reviews, is that the medical establishment is now stuck in, let me try to say it, kowtow, they are kowtowing, and they're living in panic and fear, greed, ambition, careerism, corruption. But so I'm saluting this guy, Tom, even though we don't know much about him yet. I've seen his picture online. He's a handsome guy, and what's important about his work, though, is we don't want to be a dollar late or a day late or a dollar short. We don't want this important. This is a piece of breakthrough information that the Chinese actually engineered this with American and French help. They engineered this as a bioweapon. And that then is this whole thing is it's a continuing act of war, because they are still refusing to give our scientists the information needed to defend ourselves more adequately against their virus, against their chimera bioweapon. So I'm just saying, this guy, this guy is a gutsy guy. His book is incredibly important. I'm not noticing any reporting about it on the puke media. So I don't know how actually it was a listener to this show that called me to tell me about Dr. Giuseppe Trito. Otherwise I wouldn't know about it. And I don't know how my caller, the listener to the show, I don't know how he found out about it, but that's what we have. We have this big, patched together, network of people like you, Tom, and the rest of us. We have radio stations and streaming things. We've got websites. We've got word of mouth, which may be our most powerful. But we patriots, we're talking to each other, and we've got to bring the information to our less knowledgeable kinsmen who might get fooled. And we don't want to get fooled again, as the WHO would say. Anyway.
Well, make sure you look for the delivery system,
right?
Restrictions on the organism, and what you can personally do. What choices can you make so that you're not a victim of their bioweapon?
Yeah. Now, by the way, I'll tell you something, Tom, just personal between you and me, because, folks, Tom and I have talked off the air, quite a while personally. But I'll tell you what, I've revised my diet, and I may talk about it on the radio show. I've really decided I want to live 100 years. I'm 72 now. And listening to guys
like Kirk Douglas or Olivia de Havilland.
Yeah, and so I've made several. At some point, we get past the November 3rd election, and we got Donald Trump. We can talk about health. We'll have time to talk about health. But I've had several realizations.
They would not experience the COVID, quite frankly. They would never experience it, because they would not infuse it.
Yes, but here's just generally speaking about health in general, just a broader topic. I've decided, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how interesting this may or may not be to some of you, but I'll share my experience. I've decided to greatly reduce my body weight. I've decided to get thin, and I've decided to get lean, I'm convinced that's going to help me live 100 years. I've decided to eat a whole lot less food. It just hit me that if you eat a small amount of really good food, so and here's my resolution, folks.
Straight from the soil.
I'm not going to put anything in my mouth unless I first say to myself, you know what? My body really needs that. So I'm never going to touch another soda pop, because it's just so obvious that soda pop is harmful all the way. There's nothing good about it, and everything harmful about it. So my way of living 100 years, and it's not for me, it's for my kids. I've got a 9-year-old and a 15-year-old. I want to live 100 years for them, so that I live long enough that I get to hold their grandchildren, my grandchildren. And so I can see that the key to living that long is eat, don't eat anything unless your body really needs it and it's really good for your good for you. And so I won't go into specifics on the certain things that I've decided are really good, but just to make you happy, Tom, I know it will.
It'll make your body happy.
We're talking about a lot less meat and a lot more vegetables.
If I don't want to get pregnant, how much sex do I have to reduce to if I don't want to get pregnant?
Well, yeah, I know, a good question. But anyway,
I don't want an infection. How much fun?
No, I understand. I hear you. I hear you, Tom. You're an absolutist, which I appreciate. You've influenced my thinking with your absolutism.
Yeah, that's what I gave to Kurt Douglas and Olivia de Havilland in the 90s.
Yep.
If you want we'll talk about stroke, this.
And we want Donald Trump to
avoid another stroke, don't even have one piece. Go straight to the garden.
Yes. And that's it, folks.
There's
I'm determined.
No
I'm not going to
survive.
I'm not going to stroke out. I'm not going to have a coronary. I'm not going to stroke out. I'm not going to develop cancer. But we'll talk about this on the show, and I'll take your, you know, there's so much wisdom in this audience. But I think it's a very patriot, it's an appropriate patriot question, is that for us to stay healthy, or get healthy. We'll be right back, folks. Hey, thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you later.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I've been thinking about a fortune, and I've decided that we're really not to blame. For the love that's deep inside us now is still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now through your life.
Moody Blues, folks. Remember the Moody Blues? A lot of you weren't born. Anyway, let's go back to the president and the he just did a press conference, just concluded, and he just posted it up, part of it. So I'm going to kind of go. I'm going to drop the cursor here somewhere in the middle. He puts up 18 minutes of his press conference. Let's listen in here. I'm just dropping it in.
Nationwide campaign to ask patients to have who have recovered and.
He's talking about plasma therapy. Let's go further a little bit further.
Thanks to your All of America approach, America has done more than any other country to expand the arsenal that we have to battle COVID-19.
I think that's Secretary, is it Azar? I hope I'm remembering his name right. Let's go further here.
To in fact do that. So plasma is the liquid portion of the blood. That liquid portion contains the natural immunity that someone develops in response to an infection. In this case,
now who is this? Let me just see who this is. He's going to be introduced here in a second.
Without a day wasted, Americans who have tested positive for and recovered from COVID-19 can go to coronavirus.gov to find out a quick, convenient way to play a potentially life-saving role in our fight. No, if you donate plasma, you could save a life. We've also provided guidance so healthcare providers can contact patients who have recovered from COVID-19 and give them information on how they can donate. So thank you again, Mr. President, for supporting
this remarkable progress
against COVID-19. And I want to thank Dr. Hahn, Dr. Marks, and the entire team at the FDA for the speed with which they've approached us, the diligence to ensure that this meets the standards at FDA. And I'll turn it over to Dr. Hahn if it's okay, Mr. President.
Okay, so this next guy is Dr. Hahn, so we'll skip him. I want to see if there's somebody really interesting in this press conference.
With convalescent plasma, the substance up and from that.
COVID-19, and was that hold up political in nature?
Well, I think that there might have been a hold up, but we broke the logjam over the last week, to be honest. I think that there are people in the FDA and actually.
Okay, so this is all about COVID-19 and therapeutics, which is, it's good, but that's not right up our tree here as to what's most intensely important. Anyway, that was a tweet 26 minutes ago from the president, and I hope he'll be putting up other segments of this press conference that we can look forward to. Let's just take a look over here. Let's see if any of this Joseph Trudeau story has broken out in places like Breitbart. I hope it has. Because this is, as the president says, huge. Oh, yeah. Here's the headline. Twitter censors Trump voter security warning. Twitter censoring the president of the United States. We'll be right back after this break. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong clock. Hey. Yeah, we're not going to be back. Hey, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week after the Republican convention, about which we'll have so much to say. See you then.
Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.